Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital abyss to bring you the shiniest pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex yet fascinating world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, so you don't have to. Today we're embarking on an adventure into the world of convolutional neural networks, or CNNs, for image classification. Buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride.
Absolutely, Jamie. CNNs have revolutionized how machines understand and interpret visual information, transforming fields from medical imaging to content moderation on social platforms.
Right. I've heard of CNNs being used for facial recognition and even in self-driving cars, but let's start at the beginning. Alex, can you break down for us, in the simplest terms, what a CNN is?
Imagine you're teaching a child to identify animals in pictures. You'd point out features like, this one has stripes, so it's a tiger, right? A CNN does something similar, but with mathematical operations. It learns to recognize patterns like edges and textures in images, layer by layer, to identify what's in the picture.
So it's like building a detective's intuition, but for a computer. Neat. But how does it actually learn these features?
Great question, Jamie. It all starts with something called the convolution operation. It involves sliding a small window or kernel across the image and performing element-wise multiplication with the part of the image it covers. This process helps the network focus on specific features.
Sounds like a meticulous art critic examining every inch of a painting. But what happens after it identifies these features?
Once the network identifies features, it goes through layers that reduce the image size while keeping the important information. Think of it as summarizing a story from full detail to just the key points. This process involves pooling layers, activation functions like ReLU, and fully connected layers that finally classify the image into categories like cat, dog, or tiger.
I get it. It's like distilling the essence of the image. But how do we ensure this digital critic doesn't get too carried away or miss out on the details?
That's where optimizations and techniques like data augmentation come into play. By tweaking the network's architecture, using dropout layers to prevent overfitting, and artificially increasing the dataset's diversity, we can significantly improve the network's performance and accuracy.
Speaking of performance, I've heard that building a CNN is no small feat. What's involved in creating one from scratch?
You're right, it's quite a process. First, you load and prepare your data. Let's say images of animals for classification. You normalize the images to help the network learn better and faster. Then you design the CNN architecture, layer by layer, as we discussed.
And after all that, we just press a button and it learns to classify images?
If only it were that simple. You then need to compile and train the model, adjusting parameters like the learning rate, deciding on the loss function, and selecting an optimizer like Atom for backpropagation. Training a CNN can take a significant amount of computational power and time, especially for large datasets.
Wow, that's quite the ordeal. But what about after the training? How do we know it's ready for the real world?
That's when evaluation and testing come in. You test the trained model on a separate set of images it hasn't seen before to see how well it performs. This step is crucial for understanding its accuracy and generalization capabilities. Plus, it's always wise to keep an eye out for common pitfalls, like overfitting or underfitting your model.
So after conquering these challenges, where can CNNs be applied in the real world? Give us some juicy examples.
Oh, the applications are vast and exciting. From automatically moderating content on social media platforms to enabling visual search on e-commerce sites, where you can search for products using images instead of words. They're also pivotal in medical diagnostics, helping to detect diseases from medical imagery with incredible accuracy.
That's genuinely life-changing technology. It's like we're living in the future.
Indeed, we are, Jamie. And the future holds even more promise as we explore new architectures and optimizations for CNNs, making them faster, more efficient, and even more accurate.
It's been an enlightening dive into the world of CNNs today. Thanks for breaking it down for us, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you found this episode on mastering CNN image classification as fascinating as we did.
Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more deep dives into technology. Until next time, keep your curiosity tech-fueled and your neurons firing. Goodbye, and see you in the next episode.